Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo. I am your host, Amy, joined with my co-host,
Jenna here.
Hey, Dom Jen. Guess
How
what?
Are you? What?
Guess what?
What?
Today is episode 40.
Oh my God.
It's a mini milestone for us.
Wow, 40.
And I don't know if we should tell our listeners that we kind of got famous over the weekend. Should we talk about it?
Small scale fame, but yes. Not enough to make us money, and that's the real issue here. Small Just kidding. We're doing this because we love it.
We love this. We don't want to make money off this at all. And small scale fame, so shout out if we have any new listeners. We love you. Thank you for being here with us. We posted something to our TikTok. Shout out to Dan, who runs our social media. If y'all are watching our new social media, Jenna and I have nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Like, what? Literally nothing.
Nothing.
So good. And the way that he played it in the beginning with us was like, I'm not like really sure. I don't really know what I'm doing. And meanwhile, he's got little like clips of Justin Timberlake popping in. He did the video of the Kim and Chris conversation I mentioned. I'm like, oh my God, you're like a wizard.
Raquel in a whipped cream bikini. I'm like,
that's right.
Yeah. So if you've noticed our social media, again, Jenna and I have nothing to do with it. We love Dan. Dan's killing it for us. And Dan put this clip up on our TikTok. We have a TikTok. If you don't follow us at Bonded by Bravo Pod on TikTok and Instagram. And it went viral. I'm just kidding. It didn't go viral. However, it could.
It had 67,000 views, which is like not a small number.
67,000 views. Yeah. So we just might become famous and have a podcast on the charts one day. You never know. So I just want to say for all of our day ones, shout out Christina, our day one. And I know there's others out there, but Christina, I feel like is the one that we're not related to.
Yes.
And she always hits us up and we love her. And shout out to any other day ones that we're not sure of, but always feel free to hit us up in our DMs. We always respond. And thanks for the support. 40 episodes.
That's exciting. Yeah. You know what else is this week?
Tell me.
9 years in San Francisco.
That's wild.
I know. And I love it here so much. I can't believe – I'm so glad I made that decision. Mm. I mean, it was a no-brainer at the time. I remember not really – there wasn't – like, I don't remember ever having, like, a back and forth. Like, a should I, shouldn't I? It was like, oh, this is just what I'm going to do.
And it was like, is this going to happen? Because you went out there because you got a job at Yale. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You went out there. Like, we don't
make it for work. No, I'm just kidding.
I remember you interviewing and how nervous you were for interviewing, mm-hmm. and how you had to do like 4 rounds of interviews. Yeah. We had that going away party for you,
which was so epic,
so fun.
That was like
so much fun.
That was like a very you guys really. Did a great job with that. That you guys did such a good job with that, actually. That cake.
So we made a candy cake, a cake out of – so Jenna doesn't eat, like, chocolate. So we made a cake out of, like, chewy gummy candy. I remember the Airheads that went around the bottom standing up. That took a lot of hot glue gunning. I was proud of that.
I can't believe you guys made that.
I also remember, like, stairs with us, like, putting all of our
Remember getting me out of the house?
No.
I remember there was like, I think there was like something that night that it was like cold. And I don't think I knew entirely about the party. And then me being like, I don't want to leave the house. And I think Angelica had to come over and was like, what are you doing? Let's fucking go.
Because we also went to Tiger Beats, didn't we?
Probably.
Yeah. It was so much fun. We went out to this place in Philly that had karaoke upstairs of a Japanese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. And they charged us like nothing.
Yeah, and you it was could great. Have
so much fun. I wonder if that place is still there. What was it called? Mount Fuji?
I think so. But I just was like, when I saw the calendar the other day, because it's February 26th is the day that I moved out. And I was just like, wow, 9 years. And I feel, Kyle and I talk about this quite a bit recently, I think maybe to working in a lot of the bars in like the neighborhood I live in. We feel really settled, like very much like this is our home. This is going to be our home for like ideally forever. I mean, you never know what's going to happen, but it's like it feels really good. I'm just so I'm sure you feel the same thing when like you think about moving to New York. It's just like such a decision you're really proud of making.
What would be the alternative? I mean, not to, not to shit on where we're from, but I always had dreams of going somewhere different, and so did you. And I think it's like and I think we both ended up in the exact places we wanted to be, which is crazy.
Yeah,
because not everybody gets to say that. But anywho, we talk about that a lot. How we're so lucky to be living our dreams. What else? How was your weekend?
It was full of, I didn't leave my bed for 3 days. I was so sick.
Oh, from post-travel.
Oh my God. So, so sick. Like I never get like that ever. Kyle and I both. I couldn't get out of bed for literally 3 days.
Do you think it was the vid?
We tested and no. So, no, I don't. I think it was just like, you know, a cold.
Okay. Ew. But, ew. It's also like that happens after you've been on a plane and you're just breathing in everybody's disgusting air. Ew.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. The flights, actually, I got home and I changed my – well, we'll get into the traveling thing because I do have things to
tell
say
us about it. Tell us.
Well, I just – I really – this might be an unpopular opinion or a hot take, and sometimes I felt like – weird about like so many of my friends have traveled so much and they like talk it up and I understand that there's like so many benefits to traveling. I think at the end of the day I don't like traveling. I just don't. I don't like the whole act of getting on the plane and stuff and then doing the whole suitcase. Like I like seeing new places, but I live in a really great place, so I'm like stay home. The airline stuff is just insane. Like I'm so over it. But when I got back from this 12-hour travel day from Florida to San Francisco, 12 hours, I have that flight to New York in May and I like immediately upgraded my seat. Like I was like, whatever. Just, like I'm not here to save money anymore for flights. Like if I'm going to be getting on a plane, I'm just going to start stashing cash to make it comfortable. I can't do this anymore. I really can't. It's not funny.
It's so funny you said that about the planes because I was talking to my one friend and I was like, okay, so I'm going to Florida in March and I treated myself. And she's like, what did you treat yourself to? And I was like, I treated myself and I paid $35 to get the first seat on the plane so I get early things and I'm the first priority boarding. Yeah. I'm the first seat on the plane, and like I hope Meek doesn't get mad that I spent an extra $35 each way. And she's like, "You're such a loser that like this is." She's like, "You, I think you need to start treating yourself a little more because like, is this really a treat?" And I'm like, "I'm so excited about it. I'm so
what airline is this?
It's JetBlue.
Oh, look at you!
I love JetBlue.
We always have priority boarding because we have like airline cards, but like even that." Like those seats are just so small and like even walking by first class, like I was like, let me take a real hard look at these seats. And like they're obviously better, but like for how much money first class is, I'm like, this is like not even it. Like these airlines are really pulling one over on us and I am not here for it. I'm not here.
No,
for
and
it.
I feel like first class is only good on an overnight flight. Like I would only ever do it. Not okay, I would never only do it. Trust me, if I had the choice, I'd do it all the time. But like I always, me and Meek always say like, okay, one time when we go to Belgium, because when you fly from the East Coast to Europe, you fly overnight, and that would be ideal. One time when me and Meek were dating, I got upgraded to, there's first class and then there's business class, right?
Yeah.
Business isn't like as good.
Well, see, this is the other thing. Like, remember way back when it was like first class, the rest. Now there's like 100 different things in between that they just nickel and dime you for.
They screw
you.
And they're like,
I want to make sure that if you're in the back, you feel so poor. We're going to make sure everyone on this plane knows that you have the least amount of money in your bank account. And I'm not even in the very back. And I still feel like that. I'm like, I can't imagine what you feel like. This is unfair.
I'm
so mad about this.
So when I just came back from Florida, it's so funny you're saying this, because when I just came back from Florida a few weeks ago, I took, I don't even know what airline I took. I want to say Frontier. Mm. And they were like, if you bring a bag, they basically called your section by if you paid for a bag or not. And they're like, Section E, you should not have a bag, only something that fits under your seat. And there's girls in front of me that have a blanket on their back, a coat on. You can see their backpack through it. I'm like, this is such bullshit. But there I am, like, with everything shoved in my little bag, like, sweating with my wool coat on, ready to go back up to New York.
One thing around your waist.
Right. It's like,
so stupid.
Three layers.
The thing with Frontier, that actually, since you said that, when I was looking at flights from Philly down to Florida, I was like, oh my God, they're like, it was like 20 bucks. And I was like, but then by the time you do the bags and stuff,
it's the same thing. Yeah.
It's the same price. So I ended up just going, like, I have an American Airlines card. So I just ended up getting American. It was like $10 more after all of the other stuff. I just can't be out here flying around anymore. I think I'm car or bust. Like, which is funny to say for someone who doesn't drive. Shout out, Kyle.
You do drive, you just choose not to. Like, you have a license, you just choose not to.
I'm actually a really good driver, too. I am. Ask Kyle.
I don't think I've ever been in a car that you drove.
I used to drive Kyle's big-ass truck around. Like, whipping it around this city and parallel parking that thing. Have you seen that truck?
I can't remember.
It was a huge Silverado, like, four-door. And I was just, whatever. Anyway, for car rides, like, long car rides, it's like, I have space, I have snacks, I have, you know, I have the things. I have my dog, probably. It's just, it's better. It's better for me. California is a pretty place. I'm going to stay in state.
I think that, too. I think that what we are saying is this. What we're saying is, if we could afford, because I love traveling.
Travel, yes.
But I also hear all of your gripes. And I think if I could afford to fly in style every time, like, if I was fine, like Kim K, everything would be fine. I would travel fine.
Wouldn't even
care. Like, kids near me, like the last time the lady reeked of cigs. And like, I just had to sit next to her, like cigs, but then like put perfume over it. So it was basically just like sitting next to my mom. That was terrible. But yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's not fun. But no, you're not fun. And also, every time you fly so often, you have to go coast to coast. It's not like you're just taking like an hour flight here and there when you have
to fly. I will say, when I go to LA, I have no qualms with my, like, getting on the plane to go to LA. Could do it 4 days a week if I needed to. Like, that flight does not – that's so easy, does not bother me at all. It's just – it's going far away. The other thing – I mean, obviously, I went to go see family this time. But, like, traveling for other – this sounds so bitchy because I'm, like, so grateful for all the friends I have all over. But I can't be out here traveling for anyone but me anymore. That's for damn sure.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I got to just be traveling for me.
Fair. Touche. I said, like, I won't travel for bachelorettes anymore, but I will travel for your destination wedding.
I'm good. Break.
This happens to you also, like, for the listeners. I just want to preface this. This happens to Jenna every single time after she goes on a big trip. it's love you, but this happens every
so
time.
Accurate. So accurate.
And then you wait a few months. And then you wait a few months. And if it's long enough, you'll go on another trip long enough in the future that you forget that you feel that way. But then you come back from the trip and you feel the exact same way for a little bit. And then you forget again. And then, yeah. So hopefully you just forget by the time May comes around. I think it's a little too close for you to forget.
I think it's – but I'm so excited. But that's a trip so for me.
Like, yeah.
Kyle's not even coming, which means we get to do like things that would be harder to drag. Anyway, we're getting so into this. But anyway – airlines do better.
That's what PSA. I think. Airlines do better. Yeah. So my weekend, I know that we like chit-chatted and I was texting you about this. So I had a girls' weekend upstate New York. I didn't even get to tell you about this part. So I went upstate and we went to this coolest spot ever. I want to say they're not a sponsor, and I love how I say that. Like, anyone's our sponsor. No one's our sponsor. Okay, we're not inspired.
If Larsa and Marcus Jordan can have a sponsored podcast, we also can have a sponsored podcast.
Preach. So I went to this place. Actually, if you're up here in May, you should go check it out. Up here. Literally, you're going to be in my house. You're going to have my car. You can go there. So it's called Wildflower Farm, and it's in upstate New York. It's right outside of New Paltz, and it was like farm to table, and all of the desserts were gluten-free. Oh, they had so many gluten-free options. I got a burger, and then they had a homemade gluten-free bread that they make on site. It was like the best burger I've ever had. They had a bacon jam that they put on it.
Wow.
It was insane. It was insane. And then I decided that this weekend I was going to try to be sober. Me and you have been talking a lot. I think I told the pod last week that to try the Sunnyside app that like tracks if you're interested in becoming or if you're sober curious, as we're saying. And I decided to be sober the whole weekend. And it was really interesting and easy because like, you know how you have friends where you're like, oh, these are my drinking friends.
Mm-hmm.
And like 10 years ago, these were probably my drinking friends. And now we're kind of like, if we drank too much, we'd be asleep by 11, which my other two friends were definitely asleep by 11. but yeah, I didn't drink. So at this brunch, I had this espresso martini mocktail. It was wild. It was so good. It was so weird and so good. They had like espresso, tonic, cinnamon, and fig in it.
Oh,
it was so weird. Like, I can't explain the flavor of it, but it was so good.
They're definitely making it easier on us to not 100. Drink. Like, you can go out with your friends and not feel weird about it. I've been drinking those hop waters, and actually, they're pretty good. Have you seen those? Those Lagunitas hop waters. And they kind of taste like a High Noon a little bit, but I'm pretty sure it's sparkling water. I don't know. But
hop water.
It just, it's like what I notice is I'm still getting that like oral fixation, like the, I guess like the ritual.
Exactly. And so like,
you know,
at brunch was the only time where I was like, oh my God, I want to be part of the ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't care about dinner the night before because I knew we were just going to like hang out in the house.
And then you're going to bed anyway. It's like
at like 11.
Yeah.
And then at brunch though, when we were like getting the good food and they were getting a mimosa and I just wanted a mimosa.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I got the cocktail and I was like, this is great. And then I'm not going to be tired for the rest of the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then me and Meek had Valentine's Day dinner on Sunday night when I got back and went to our restaurant. Shout out Amy Celeb Sightings. Saw Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City. Meek saw her first with her partner and she was wearing her Pussy Power hat. Love that for her.
Love it.
We went to dinner.
She's always wearing that hat.
Always.
Always.
Always. It wasn't even that cold out.
Yeah. Just make a statement.
I did submit it to Dumois and Dumois thanked me.
How often do you send to Dumois? I actually was wondering this recently because I know that you've sent them to me. I'm like, I wonder if like Dumois is also getting these texts.
I mean, I could tell you.
Like, I would love to. I wonder if, like, any of them are that I read. You know what I mean?
Oh, I mean.
Like, are yours posted? Have you seen them posted?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh. The last one she didn't post. Okay. I can't remember who it was. I could literally go through my messages.
Did you do the Martha Stewart one?
Yeah.
And did that get up there?
She didn't post it. That's that like was the last one I posted.
That's a really good one. She should have posted that.
I feel like I feel like it was too. And then she commented like the receptionist dress in the elevator. Huh? That's such a good one. So the reception, I was at my PT. Yeah. My PT was like, oh, the receptionist went into the elevator when she saw her to kind of get in the elevator.
Oh,
she was
going yeah.
Anyhow, I thought that was a good one too. She looked flawless in person. And I said that. My one that she said, my favorite one was Javier Bardem that she got. But
nice.
I digress. Anyway, so we went to dinner at this really great place in the East Village and best meatball I've ever heard. I'll send you the name. The name's Hearth.
Okay.
And it was just featured. I watched Amy Schumer's new season of Life and Beth.
So good. That show is
on there. It was on there.
Oh, is that where they're out back?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it was so weird because we had gone the night before and the service was insane. So good. And
love good service. We love good service.
Changes it. If you want to talk about good service, that Wildflower Farm upstate, the service was incredible. And this followed it. And I got a non-alcoholic rosé from Wolfer Estate Vineyard, which is out on Long Island. A lot of New Yorkers know it. It was so good. And talk about ritual. I felt involved. Not that meat's drinking, but I just was having two glasses of rosé and spent $12 for non-alcoholic.
The thing that every time I think about the like not drinking, because I have a staff party with a bar on Monday. So this will be like my first like true sort of test. And I was like really thinking about it. I was like, I'm not gonna like not ever drink, but I think I'm definitely gonna like when I think about drinking, to me, like an expensive glass of champagne, that's something I will drink. Like I shouldn't because I don't have the money to have such bougie drinking preferences. But I tend to have kind of like bougie drinking preferences, which is kind of an issue. But also it'll go, it's like worth it. Like if I'm not drinking often, then it doesn't matter. You know, if you do the girl math, it's like, oh, well, I get this.
Well, yeah. And it's funny you say that because my friend was making fun of me that I spent $12. She's like, you spent $12 on grape juice. And I was like, I mean, it was worth it for me. I didn't have a hangover because that's really what it comes down to is like, I cannot do the hangovers anymore.
Yeah.
And so I, like you said, like, I'm not going to give up drinking completely. I just don't want to do it so much more.
Yeah.
I don't do it regularly.
I've been able to figure out the hangover thing. Like I pretty much just drink tequila or like aha. Even if I am doing champagne, it would be like one glass, but I just do tequila soda or just tequila on the rocks and like usually a nicer tequila. And I feel nothing the next day. What I don't like is the like going over thing, everything. Not that I even say anything so out of control, but I kind of get like too friendly and like too nice. Like, and I'm like inviting people to take over my home. And it's like, Kyle said something that I said, he's like, you got to stop telling people that they can stay here when you've had tequila because I have to kick them out. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're so right. Like I get so like, just like, everyone is welcome. And like, no, you're not. You're not welcome. And I'm sorry that if I've maybe made you think that last night, but like disregard, this is a PSA to all my friends. Don't listen to me when I'm on tequila because I'm like too happy. It's not the vibe for me on the next day.
You don't want anyone in to stay over. Never.
Literally.
Never.
Yeah.
Literally. No.
So it's really funny that my brain does that even. Like, I don't know what happens. Tequila makes me so happy, too happy. I don't need to be that happy and inviting. I don't want to be that inviting.
I can't believe you can drink tequila. It gets you happy and you don't get a hangover. That's a skill in and of itself.
Well, tequila is really clean, like Did you hear that guy actually on Kristen Cavallari's podcast? He was talking about this. Like, if you are going to drink tequila, like high-end tequila and Italian red wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, Italy. So tequila it is.
Yeah. I am medicated. So the new medication that I'm on, I shouldn't be drinking. And it gives me the worst hangovers, the worst, like out for two days.
You already have headaches. I'm actually surprised you drink it all.
I have two things coming up and then I have a trip to Mexico and I'm like, okay, the Mexico, I have to drink in Mexico. It's vacation.
Yeah.
The two things coming up, I have this gala in Philly next week and then I have my friend's birthday this weekend. This weekend, I think I can get away with not drinking, and I was thinking of not drinking and just not telling anyone I'm not drinking.
Yeah. Because that's the other thing to like, I was thinking about this. I was like, I feel like, is this one of those things you kind of just keep on the DL, because like then do people think you're like sober for a reason?
Right. And I don't want anyone to like,
yeah, I don't need someone jumping down my throat like, are you good? Like,
right.
No, I am. I'm good.
Even if it's not like the pressure of like, oh, just have one.
Yeah.
No, thanks. So we're going to see what happens. And I think it's ironic. Like me and you were talking about this. Like
I was just about to say this. So go ahead.
Isn't it ironic that like the cast of VPR, what a segue, are the ones that are making us even question our sobriety? Like if Sheena Shea can do it, so can I.
It's just so wild. When Lala made that comment about the skin and the body, I feel like I'm like, wow, I'm doing this for all the vain reasons. Like,
right.
Can we have nothing to do with, I mean, the anxiety part, but it comes down to a lot of vanity, to be totally honest.
Like, Lala, if you're saying that I can have your body if I stop drinking,
totally.
Yeah.
Totally. The skin thing really hit. But anyway, let's get into a few things. Wrote down for pop culture, but I say we just get right into Bravo because
there was like a ton of pop culture.
Yeah, and I don't care about it. The other thing with the Bravo, when I did the outline, what I didn't remember until this morning was we still have not talked about Maddie on Southern Hospitality last week. This was
totally down to get into Maddie.
Yes. Okay. So that was crazy. That whole episode, I had to get on Reddit right after because I was like, let's just see if anyone else is feeling the same way. Reddit's a great place for that kind of stuff. And everyone is feeling kind of like, oh, this was maybe the episode to put them on the map a little bit and like is giving full-blown VPR early seasons vibes.
It's so funny you said Reddit is the place for things because I don't know Reddit except for what you tell me. And then Meek is obsessed with Reddit and we started watching Love is Blind. We'll talk about that later. And he's like, you know, you need to get on Reddit. You and Jenna need to get on Reddit. And I was like, don't worry. Jenna's been doing her due diligence on Reddit for years now. But agree with you so much. Like, this last episode with Maddie coming, all of the drama this season, I think, really solidified them as like, they're going to be the next VPR for sure.
Yeah.
They have what it takes.
Maddie's freak out was so embarrassing. And the thing that's so cringe is like, speaking of drinking and or not drinking, is
that she was sober.
That she's not drinking. Like that this was just sane, normal, run-of-the-mill behavior for her, apparently. And when she said, I don't back down or something, and people know, did you see in her confessional, she said something about that people know she's a fighter? And I'm like, are we out here fighting? We're fighting?
And
Charleston, just on the streets of Charleston.
And also, like, over your mid-boyfriend who probably cheated on you.
Also, I know. And then to find out that the phone call that she's screaming about is not real. I love when Bravo does it. Go ahead.
Shady. Can you, because I think I asked you this, but can you explain the phone call to me? I'm so confused about the phone call and like what they were trying to say.
I don't know. I really don't. Okay. Reddit was trying to give some Like, that's one of the other reasons I got on Reddit, because I was like, does anyone know what's happening? And, like, I don't really know.
I think what I understand is that instead of pretending, like, her boyfriend Trevor showed her the call, I think she was there during the call. She was on the call. Right, but I don't think the girl knew that she was on the call.
No.
And I think she was lying and pretending like Trevor sent me the call. Trevor showed me. But really? Trevor probably admitted or tried to get that girl to say that she wasn't cheating. That was her locking the girl out of the house was the most awkward thing I've ever seen. It was like, are you 4 years old? And it also screamed, this is going to be iconic reality TV. Like, this is going to go down in the history books.
It was so bizarre. The thing about the phone call, whether we understand exactly what's happening there or not, I think for me, the real bad shit part of it all is that you then went back to Bradley and said you did this whole phone call. So, like, you were just spewing nonsense to him and to other people, yelling, getting real emotional about something that you knew and only you knew wasn't true. Like, how do you even get yourself there? Like, how do you walk yourself down that aisle to get that frustrated about something that is not true?
And that's the weird thing too, is like, you have to be a certain level of a cuckoo.
Yeah.
And to believe that. And to go to, it's so weird for me that she's going to bat for this guy. Like, this is the guy you want to go to bat for? You sure, boo? Like, this is the guy? I don't know. Also, like, how yacked out everyone is this season. I can't going even back to Reddit. Going back to Reddit, but also Emmy's eyes the whole season and everybody and Joe Bradley's eyes right back at her. Like, come on, guys. Like, keep it. It gives me Jack season, Jack, Stassi, Kristen, the whole gang, season one, just with, like, the eyes bulging out of their face. Like,
totally. Okay, Joe Bradley's eyes in that scene with Emmy, they were bulging. They were out of his head. Like, I was like, they are not attached.
It was her eyes that I couldn't get over.
Wait, but so Reddit had a field, like, everyone just like, wow, they are on so much cocaine. They are on so much coke. Everyone is yacked out. Snowflakes. Like, there was not one person who did not pick up on the cocaine. I bet people who don't even know about cocaine know that they did cocaine. It was so crazy. I was like, wait, does, like, no one know that cameras are here? Like, let's, and, like, the whole bathroom thing obviously makes so, and I think I said this to you.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was on here or offline, but, like, to me, the bathroom thing had never been that crazy because I have seen plenty of people go to a bathroom with the door shut for very specific reasons that had nothing to do with hooking up.
Right.
It's like people are spending a lot of money on this drug. They're not out here trying to, like, share it with the whole goddamn party. They'd be broke. So, but.
And the other thing that, like, I mean, yeah, I think that's funny that that was also brought up, that what's Emmy's boyfriend's name?
Will, which actually. I found on Reddit. I didn't know about this before, but I guess Will's dad, who was a lawyer, I guess, was the lawyer for some big, for a fraternity at a school down in, like, South Carolina that got in trouble. It was, like, apparently some huge drug bust. I don't remember this at all, but I guess his dad was the lawyer for the fraternity. I was like, well, if the shoe does not, this is it. This is, like, this is perfect. This
interesting.
Is
perfect. Interesting. Yeah. I wonder if Emmy and Will are going to get married after law school.
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah. They give Kristen and Sandoval vibes season two.
I think the comparison kept being made back to Reddit about like,
I need to get on this.
Legally Blonde, but how, like, he, what was his name? The guy. And everyone's like, Will's looking for a Jackie, not a Marilyn.
Oh my God, the shade. And so also FYI confirmed, so Joe Bradley from Southern Hospitality, it's been confirmed that him and Danielle are no longer together. So also we got a snippet of what the tonight we'll see in the reunion that he is asked about the Luann hookup. So I think we're going to get an answer. Look, Bravo and Cocktails told us first that it was 100%. I believe it. I know you questioned it, but I believe it.
But the confirming a breakup of a relationship that never was right. is beyond desperate.
I mean, like, would you say Danielle thought it wasn't a relationship?
I guess that's tricky because did you see she posted today?
Yeah. Cringe.
No. I'm like, girl.
We love you. And we love you.
Which is so funny hearing you say this because this is not where we were. A long time ago.
It wasn't. No.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to touch base on Southern Hospitality because I really did. When I was watching the last like 5 minutes of that episode, I was like, oh, they've made it. They did it. Yeah.
It's going to be they good for crazy. Season three. It'll be renewed. Faux show.
Yeah.
What did we think of VPR this week?
Let me check my notes. Before we totally get into the episode, we'd be remiss to not mention the PR disaster that is. I have questions. Like, why is your PR girl a mega fan who's been watching since middle school and only 23 years old? Like, what's happening there?
Can I ask, how did we get that information?
It's in the article. I read the whole article. It's literally in the article.
Okay, so back up. For anybody that doesn't know, Tom Sandoval did an article with the New York Times. And the article did not – I think maybe he thought this would be a little bit of like a redemption for him. And it was the exact opposite of that, Brian. Yeah,
I
feel like
I almost had him – I don't even know. It was just so bad. And then the next day, this weird interview article came out. With the cake. And I just like, what? See, this is, and we've said it, and everyone has said it a million times, but the problem has become less about the cheating. It's the total, like, lack of understanding.
Lack of awareness. The situation
and, the way he's just navigated the situation is so much, I think, more problematic than the cheating itself.
And one of the ways he navigated that was with this quote, comparing the Sandoval media attention to the O.J. Simpson trial and the George Floyd of summer 2020. And so Tom Sandoval, talk about tone fucking deaf. Dude.
As a white male.
Shut your mouth.
And like to make a George Floyd comparison
his apology was him saying I didn't mean it based on George Floyd, I meant it on the media speculation. No, it was clear what you meant it on, you fucking idiot. Everybody knew it was very clear how you meant it, and you're still an idiot.
It just isn't a comparison. Like, that's not media attention for entertainment. That's like the big difference. Like, maybe a comparison to the Lindsay Lohan Paris Hilton days would have been made a little more sense. Like, it just was so tone deaf, and I don't understand how this happened with his PR girl there for the entire interview. So I guess even during the interview they had pulled, like, they were like, stop it, and then I guess Bravo got wind and basically were like, can you guys interview someone else or kill the story? And they didn't. And they went back, like, I don't know if it was a few days or a week later. I'm like, maybe misquoting this. And they finished the article. It comes out. Obviously, it's a disaster. It was so bad. Like, I could be his PR person. I could do a better job. What's happening?
I'm just like imagining Tom Sandoval making that reference, like thinking in Tom Sandoval way that like
it's like pensive, like
yeah, like I have like the best comparison. Like yeah. I really have such a good idea. Like he probably was so like, proud of this comment. Like I really, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. Like this is gonna be the one. He's so stupid.
Problematic. I wish he wasn't on our TVs.
Speaking of people I wish weren't on my TV, Billy Lee. I am so over your face.
I think it's just the only person that probably was like down to film with him, maybe.
Yeah, okay. And like her kneeling next to him while he's in this bath.
The bathtub scene when he's I can't.
Where he's getting ready to do his George Washington hair.
He makes it he just like makes it harder than it needs to be. I did think it was interesting, speaking of PR or lack of PR or whatever the hell's going on over there at VPR, Schwartz wasn't asked about. So Schwartz was on Watch What Happens Live the day that article dropped. And
I think it was pre-recorded. It had to have been.
Got it. I was just like, maybe Andy's going soft or.
There's absolutely no way, because I thought that and I watched and I was like, there is absolutely no way. It was definitely pre-recorded. Had to have been.
Okay.
Because he made so many comments last night about how it was live. It was live. It was live. They had people in the audience do the polls. And they didn't do that. Yeah. It was pre-recorded. It had to have been. There's no way Andy would have not brought that up.
Okay.
That was my, I mean, in my opinion.
That's funny that you noticed the emphasis on it being live last night. I noticed it. I only caught one comment, but I was like, oh, that's weird that he's saying it like that. He never does that.
And I wondered if it was because people were like, why didn't he ask Sandoval about that? So.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. What did you think about the conversation between – so I thought it was interesting. Again, we talked a lot about sobriety in this episode. Mm-hmm. Our inspiration for wanting to be soberish.
Hala and James Kennedy. Sounds like a joke.
James Kennedy. I know that he's sober, but whatever he was doing at that party did not give off sober vibes.
I just got Celsius vibes, and I've had one of those once, and I was like, I think I'm going to die. I don't know how people drink those. And they drink them. Like, Sheena was, like, chilling in the pool just drinking a Celsius. I'm pretty sure they're, like, pre-workouts, aren't they?
I just thought that was, like, an energy drink, like a Red Bull, but I don't know.
I think it's, like, a – because I have a friend – I mean, I don't know for sure. When I had one once – I was like, hey, I'm not feeling so well. Like, I'm like shaking. And my friend was like, oh, yeah, it's like what I take before like a workout. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not working out after this.
I'm chilling.
I'm not like, I'm fired up now. I'm shaky a little bit. I was like, I think I'm sweating.
Oh, I don't like that.
Little Gina's
drinking one?
Yeah, she was just chilling in the pool, just taking down a Celsius. I was like, I mean, maybe if you drink them a lot, then
I'm not ready to test it. Like I get all crazy off of like a Diet Coke or a matcha.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
hear Danny Pellegrino talk when he's like talking about after he has a Diet Coke. He's like, ooh, he's like so fired up.
That's me. I do the same shit. And it's starting with my matchas too in the morning. Like I know that I'm doing it and I'm at work and I'm like going for one thing. My ADD. Yeah. And my ADD goes look, can't focus. I don't know what's happening. And I know it's supposed to do the opposite. It does not. I wanted to know what you thought about the conversation between James and Lala when Lala talked to him about getting sober. Like, what was the defining moment that got him sober?
I kind of had a feeling that's what it was.
Yeah.
I remember like the way he was kind of going off about just everything and like expressing his hurt. And I think it would have been hard to not sort of think like, what's Allie feeling in all of this? Like, he's really kind of, I mean, there was like one side of me that was like, maybe, you know, he's also, the dollar signs are there. It was obviously like Scandoval was a big moneymaker for them. And the more that they commented, I felt like the more money they were making. But I think when they were going home at night, it was probably like, whoa, we need to like reevaluate some shit here.
And it's also, if you think about it, James and Raquel broke up in December of last year. And this happened. He found out. No,
2 years.
December the year before. Right. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. So that
so like was about like, a year had passed.
It's still wild. It's still a big revelation.
I think he's allowed to have feelings about it. I just think he was like, wasn't he doing like Instagram lives and like, I think it was getting a little bit much.
I thought him divulging to Lala saying, you know, I left the house. Allie left with the cats. And I thought that was kind of crazy.
Yeah. That'll do it. I mean, sure you have that moment. But speaking of James and Allie, though, when the episode opens up and James is just talking about how he's hosting the party, it was just so funny. It's like Casa de Kennedy, and like the way he was just like talking in his confessional, and he's like, it's like a lot of work, I put like $2,000 into this, and like it was just like so frantic, and it was just cracking me up. There wasn't a lot to say there. I just thought I was like giggling to myself watching him.
James Kennedy to a T. And then the interesting thing to me also was how the episode ended with Lisa fucking Vanderpump. I don't know how you felt about this scene, but this scene felt so, I guess like the whole production aspect of it was to reunite James with his dog and to make it seem like Lisa only does good things and that Lisa could only be doing this out of the kindness of her heart. And I don't know what it was, but I hated every moment of this scene. It felt so opportunistic. It felt so manipulative. I think, sorry, go ahead.
No, I agree. I agree with you. It reminded me, the scene, the thing I didn't like about that scene was that it was so manipulative that it was like this really stark reminder that you're watching a show. Mm-hmm. Like, remember that last episode of The Hills when they pulled all the things up?
Yeah.
That was the vibe I got. Like, I was like, oh, they're about to pull all of the green screens up right now and show us that, like, they're just on a set. A lot.
Yeah.
Like, this was so, I'm happy for James and Hippie, but it was.
I think it's also that I have heard Rachel's story about this and how her family had asked to keep everything private. Mm-hmm. And the fact that then Lisa Vanderpump swooped in to rescue the dog and like make it a TV moment doesn't feel like she's doing it out of the goodness of her heart anymore.
No, she was trying to like play herself as like a martyr in this. And it actually, I think, I would guess that most fans were rubbed the wrong way.
I hope so, because I think we did talk about this last week, but I don't need any more of these fake conversations with Lisa on my screen. The conversation she had with Lala and Sheena, I think that Ariana said it best. When Lisa called Lala and Sheena over to the house to talk to her about Sandoval being in a bad space. When Sandoval talked to her, he said he was in a bad space a few months ago. I think we saw in the blinds and everything that at that time when he was in a bad space, Kristen, Ariana, and Sheena reached out to him. Mm-hmm. And I think Ariana said it best to Sheena. Tom Sandoval is not Lisa's brother. Tom Sandoval isn't Lisa's brother. Yeah. If he was having these feelings, it seems like he had people there to support him, but
yeah, I agree. I don't know. I'm so sick of talking about Tom Sandoval.
I know. Wait, can we talk about, I have to say, out of all the things that happened this week, I actually think Rachel took the cake with dropping her episode 10 of her podcast. So going around on social media was...
Oh, this is so funny.
This is so good. Rachel's 10th episode, and there's this interview of Lala, Sheena, and James. They must have been asked a question like, what do you think of Rachel's Raquel's podcast, and Sheena says, well, I think it's fine, but I don't know what she's going to talk about on episode 10 when she doesn't have anything to talk about except for Sandoval. Cut to, Rachel takes this clip for her episode 10 drop, takes this clip from Sheena, then cuts to all of these clips of Sheena saying the word Sandoval over the last 7 months. It was such shade, such perfection. And then I don't know if you saw in the comments, somebody was like, oh my God, your team killed this. And she's like, I did it all by myself. It's been like I did this all by myself. I put this together. I've been working on it for the last 24 hours.
Oh my God, obsessed. Icon. Get her on the show and get Sheena out. Shit.
Sweet. Like, I know she was like a shitty friend to Ariana, but I think Tom Sandoval, he sucks. I think Rachel deserves another chance.
Yeah, that video was so funny. It was so good. It was so good because Sheena, what are you talking about?
Girl, you have made so much money. You have t-shirts, you have sweatshirts, you have keychains, you have Stanley cups that say some stupid ass quote about Sandoval, and then you're still pretending to be his friend.
I know, it was wild. It was it's just I hate it.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like it was another good episode. Vanderpump's brilliant this season.
Totally.
Yeah. Scandoval saved Vanderpump. They did.
Oh, 100%. Alex Baskin even had commented, I think it was in that New York Times article, about that. Like, we didn't know after season 9, we weren't really sure where the show was going to go. And then this kind of dropped into our laps and it was like, woof, we're on the ride.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Should we get in? Yeah, I was going to say, I just had one comment about Summer House and
that interview. Bummed.
So that'll be tonight, which obviously we're going to have to wait till next week to recap, which sucks, but it is what it is. But the interview that Carl did recently, this is going to be a rough season for Lindsay. I think.
Sure is.
Like, really rough, actually. I think when you're coming for someone's sobriety, now you're like, uh-oh.
And I think it's also you're coming for someone's sobriety while you're trying to play the victim, which is Lindsay's strong suit. Not coming for sobriety, but Lindsay playing the victim. She's done it every single season with every guy we've ever seen her with. So like that narrative we're sick of. Carl's kind of, you know, I always loved him even when he was – not the best, you know, and then seeing him tell a sobriety story kind of pulled on our heartstrings when his brother died, same thing. I think when he got sober, it made the fans love him even more. So questioning his sobriety, no one's going to like that.
No one's going to like that. And the other thing is, it's like, knowing Lindsay, I can't imagine that her concern was coming from any real something that it was something that probably happened to her, like in an art. Like, do you get what I'm saying a little bit? Like, yes. I don't even know. Yeah, like maybe they got in an argument and she didn't like the way he was speaking to her, and so she went for it. It kind of felt like low hanging fruit. Like, I feel like it was something that was low hanging fruit, like his like to come at him. And you just can't do that.
But
did anything I just said make sense?
It does. And I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else because I think it came out in Bravo and Cocktails about what the fight was for. And it was from something that we already know. And I can't think of what it was.
Oh, I'm so curious.
And I can't think of what it was.
Smoking weed with Maya. Remember that was like a big thing?
No, I think somebody submitted a blind in something saying that they saw Carl doing something, and then that's what she questioned.
She probably saw it online. One of the blinds.
She questioned it.
Yeah.
So it's something like that she questioned.
Yeah, this is going to be a rough season for her. I hope she buckles up, gets ready.
I think she thinks she's going to get all the sympathy because she got broke up with, and I think she thinks she's going to be like the Ariana.
I don't think that.
It's not even the same.
I don't think that she thinks that. I think she is prepping for, like, too bad she didn't have this Hub House rental system up and running months ago, because I don't know how well it's going to do in the coming months.
Well, did you see last weekend? It seems like a few of the Summer House folks were down at Hub House in Nashville.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I saw, it looked like there was like pictures of her and like a confessional that all was over the house. But everything I
saw, having photos of yourself.
Of ourselves. All over on a wall. Like, I don't even rental? Have, I don't even have pictures of myself in my own house. Like, oh, go around my house.
Oh,
there's
my God.
One. I think it's really ironic that, and so the biggest feedback everybody was saying is that they thought the Hub House was too expensive for Nashville.
What was it? What's the price?
I think it was like $5,000 for three nights.
Wow. Yeah, it is a lot.
Or I don't know. I'm lying. Like, I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I could be lying. It was expensive for Nashville. I think people would think, New Yorkers and SF people would probably think it's not as expensive as.
No, that but still I think sounds you like would, a lot.
I don't know. I could be lying about $5,000. I'll have to look. We should do it though. Oh, never mind. You're not traveling. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not traveling.
I wonder if we could get you on a first class flight to Nashville.
I could do a first class flight. But even I'm mad at those too, because they don't even look as good as they should for the price. Don't.
Do we get a free champagne? Oh, we're not drinking. Yeah. Oh, well. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm not flying. You're not drinking. So we're fun. We're a fun duo.
What's the fucking point?
Okay. Let's get into Beverly Hills.
Let's freaking do it. Holy shit. They really, what?
Okay. You said holy shit. I was like kind of underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they smushed that white party into 20 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Do you want to know? You did or didn't?
Didn't.
Oh my God, I loved it. But I think more than her dress, I loved her body.
Yeah.
So I went to my chiropractor this morning. Shout out to my chiropractor.
Yeah, you always have appointments.
I was going to say, maybe I should just talk about my appointments. I got cupping done for the first time, which was interesting. Anyhow, went to my chiropractor this morning and I was like, yo, how do these 50-year-old women do splits? How is Erica Jane's hip flexors out here doing splits? I cannot move my hip. Those are the things I'm jealous of nowadays. She's 50-something and she did a split. I could not bend my hip that hard. That was impressive to me.
That is impressive. I'm glad that was your takeaway from the party.
What else was there to take away?
Yeah, that's a good point. What else was there to take away? I don't know. I was a little... I know Kyle's going through a hard time and this is actually her life. But like, you're getting paid a lot of money to be on these shows. And I felt like I got no new info. That's what I think was like.
But that's just because we read all of these blogs and get the info. Because think about this. This is what I thought. This woman brings all of her children, calls them to the house to sit them around her 15-year-old daughter to sit them around and talk about the divorce that she might get with their dad. To watch Portia go through that. The older ones, I think, like, it's still going to be devastating and heartbreaking for them. But to watch their 15-year-old daughter and, like, you could tell she didn't want to cry on camera.
Yeah.
And the emotions were just high.
That scene... Yeah, and I don't think I would want them to go into all the details with the daughters right there, but I guess more in the confessional. I don't know. I guess it's unfair for me to want – I almost, like, want Kyle to be like, he cheated on me. Like, I guess I so badly want that.
Yeah.
I mean, she's sort of saying it without saying it, but, like, or was it DMs or what was it that happened? Like, I just – you can't take us on this ride for this long and then like have us wondering what happened.
And it's funny because when she had that conversation with Erica, she said, there's no one thing that happened. But then when we get to the confessional, she says the opposite. And I think it's protection for her 15-year-old daughter. That's what I want to say.
Yeah, that's true. They are kids involved.
Yeah.
Like an actual child.
Right. Like if I think maybe one day it would come out, if you see what Bravo and Cocktails is claiming that the blinds are saying, the blinds through Bravo and Cocktail are allegedly saying that she found out about an alleged love child that Mauricio fathered, that was a full grown adult, and that she'd been turning her eye blind.
Do you think that's true? That's like really major.
She gave us at the end, I think, like a lot. She said to us,
maybe I'm backpedaling. Maybe I'm broken.
And she said trust was broken. We all know what that means. No one needs to say what that means. I don't think if it was a DM, she's breaking up her whole family. Let's be honest.
You're so right. Okay.
Like, she's breaking up 26 years of marriage over one DM.
Okay, no. You convinced me. She gave us a lot.
I think it's timing.
Like the reunion is probably where we'll get more of it because I think when that happened, although I do have questions about this People article, because I was under the impression that when it was coming through People, as opposed to like a U.S., like Us Weekly.
TMZ, yeah.
Yeah, that it was a little bit more.
Usually People and Us Weekly need verified sources as well as E! News, whereas like Bravo and Cocktail don't need verified sources.
And I thought that it was coming from like in People, like there was, I mean, People's like a pretty, you know, trusted source. I thought that actually meant that it was coming from their team.
Right. It definitely came from, they're saying if it was in People, then it means that a family member, a PR person, or someone so close to them that they, someone very close in their circle said that.
But and then I guess the other part then I'm confused about is like I thought if it was through their people, through their like their teams, and it was in People, that that was something that they had to basically like sign off on.
But that's
so what I, that's the part that's not true.
But I think that what people can call it a reliable source without an anonymous source at the same time.
Yeah.
So like,
so that doesn't need to be okayed by the talent themselves.
I guess not in this situation.
Yeah.
But if they have a reliable enough source, like let's say Kathy Hilton, allegedly, not saying it's her, but I'm saying let's say it's like Kathy Hilton that said like, I'm confirming my sister is separated. They're going to say it was a reliable source or an anonymous source or, you know, one of our reliable sources. So who knows?
Yeah.
And it's funny that they're still trying to figure out who leaked it because they know that it's somebody within.
You think they really don't know? Because I was watching Kyle last night on Watch What Happens Live, or I guess this morning on Watch What Happens Live. And I just had this thought. I was like, wow, she is media trained almost like a Kardashian at this point. She knows what she is doing. She knows how to dodge a question. Like, she's got it. She's good at this. She's got, like, it was given Kardashian interview style. Like, you know what I mean? How they're very good at not answering the question.
Well, I mean, Kris Jenner is a family friend.
I know. That's what made me think of it.
Interesting. Yeah. I think the other thing at the end is where she said, like, I'm going into this thinking that, like, I'm not going to be a married woman, you know? And that was
that
sad.
That part was sad.
Yeah. That sucks. 26 years of marriage. Like, I can't imagine being married that long. He just gives me the ick anymore. When he was walking into the white party and saying hi to, like, the dancers as they walked in, I was like, ew. I always thought he looked too long and gave too many hugs and told too many women they looked beautiful. Like, my husband's not out there complimenting other people. Unless it's their wedding day, he's not telling other women they're beautiful. And if he doesn't, cut his fucking dick off.
Yeah, totally.
I'm just kidding.
I thought it was just like maybe his – I don't know. But anyway, should we move on to Miami?
Yeah, I did like the conversation between Erica and Kyle. I think we saw it made me see a side of Erica as like a friend who's a comforter. Mm-hmm. Like how comforting she was, and I liked that.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to note, and I might have said it on this show before, but I know these women have like money and stuff, but seeing if you think about like over the years of how many women we've seen go through like really tough times and they kind of always come out on top, it's kind of, dare I say, inspiring.
Oh.
And like Erica Jane made me think it, and then like Sutton's story a little bit, and Garcelle, and just
yeah,
what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, Sutton's story when she's buying, what, $70,000 earrings. Yeah, it was really fucking inspiring. Well, Garcelle said it best. Garcelle said it best. Garcelle said, did your earrings cost as much as my kitchen renovation in my Malibu house?
Well, I prefaced it with the money part, obviously, but I just, in terms of like going through divorces and just like really weird, dark times in their lives, it seems that they all do end up coming out on top. Like, it's just, I'm like, hell yeah, ladies. Hell yeah. And so when I think about Kyle going through this divorce, I'm like, damn, what's on the other side for her? Because she's kind of already at the top of her game. And like, she seems she got a bright future if this divorce goes through, about all the other ladies and housewives' history have anything to say for it.
And like, not to mention, she's like a freaking smoke bomb.
She looks so good. And I 100% believe when she said she has not taken a diet pill. Like,
oh,
you
yeah,
can
100%.
See how toned she is. Like, there's just muscle popping. Every time I'm looking at her, I'm like, all right, don't have a drink. Better go hit the, go work out.
Don't have a drink. We'll see how long this lasts.
I know.
Miami. Okay.
Miami.
This is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
This is my hot fucking take.
Oh, let's do it.
My hot take is I'm good. Two episodes in a row of an auto-tuned housewife in some sort of leotard and tan.
They were back to back.
They were back to back and some sort of leotard, a feather, a split, a backing track. The thing that I first noticed, Erica knows how to lip sync at least, you know, and like, yeah, Denise Richards was talking shit. Everybody's got a backing track. Shut up, Denise Richards.
Yeah.
But Adriana doesn't, she's not there yet in her technique to know that if you're going to lip sync, you got to hold the mic really close to your mouth so nobody knows that you're not singing the words. Adriana's singing it here, like all the way down in her chest, and she's not singing the words. I'm like, Adriana, come on. Please,
just try.
It was so messy. I'm good on housewives and their singles. I don't need any more. Thank you for your service. You can keep your auto tune at home and your feathers. Thank you, ma'am.
I don't have a strong opinion on it one way. I feel indifferent about, like, because I don't listen to any of them. Like, I would never, like, you know, pop on any of them. Ever, but
what,
you know,
shocked.
I know, shocked. So I feel really indifferent about it. I guess I didn't mind that the ladies were shockingly supportive. Like, they were all like, yeah, she's gonna be a pop star. I was like, is she?
Yeah,
but you know, I don't know what's happening down there in Miami. I've never been, but they seemed super into it, to be honest.
You've never been to Miami,
huh?
No. What?
I have no desire to, no shade to Miami, but I have no.
Miami is amazing. But okay, we'll get into that later.
Really?
Yeah. It's not what you think, but go ahead. It is, but it's okay.
It looks like a lot of tight outfits.
That, it's what you wear. I mean, there's not as much black as you own, or hunter green, as you call it. But
army green. That's
army green. Sorry. Okay. You're right. You might have to buy like a neon.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? Okay. So it's actually funny because me and you were talking about this. Like, the fact that our logo to our our logo to our podcast is neon pink could not be farther from our personalities. We're working on it, friends. Don't worry.
It should probably just be black on black.
Yeah. With an outline of something else. It's true.
We do a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Miami, though, Gertie made me cry.
Yeah, her cutting her hair off was.
I couldn't. I was like, I can't do this. I can't watch this.
It was really heart-wrenching. And I just got to say, like, Russell, what? I mean, I always thought he was hot, but, like, this season, he's just gotten hotter and hotter, like, supporting his woman like that. It just gives you, like, all the, like, ooh in your private parts.
PQs.
Yeah,
you know, PQs. You know.
Yeah, if you listen to Armchair. He just, you know, and then for him to immediately be like, yo, babe, you look hot. What a guy.
What a guy. I just, again, I got the chills twice in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Russell.
Yeah.
Husband of the year.
I mean,
he's a firefighter.
Is he?
Like, yeah.
Oh my. I knew that. And this just changes things a little more.
She's speechless, guys.
That just did another thing downstairs.
It looked like you just, like, short-circuited for a second. I was like, is it her screen or is it her? I don't know.
I was also talking to my chiropractor about police officers and firefighters and how in Philly you have to make a conscious effort not to date them because it's like, they're always so good-looking.
Larsa. Can we talk about Larsa? Where are you at with Larsa? Tell me what
you think. She sucks. She doesn't have a storyline. She talks out of her ass. She's not a loyal friend. She's boring. She's nasty. She's nasty because she has nothing else better to do. I think I can't believe she's friends with Lisa. But then I think, maybe it's just like they both just don't have anything going on upstairs.
Yeah.
So it's easy. Like, what do they talk about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
They're boyfriends.
They're boyfriends. Exactly.
Like,
but I also was like
with each other,
and I also wanted to be like, Gertie, why are you wasting your breath? Why even waste your breath on her? You know the type of person she is. For you to even get this hype right now, and then
Russell said the same.
I know.
He was like, why are you doing
for nothing?
This?
For nothing.
You made me nervous. I was like, oh, he's mad.
Oh yeah, but that made me so horny when he came and he started yelling. Nervous. And he was nervous, like, Gertie, what are you doing? Stop. Don't act like this in front of me because you know. And I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen?
I know.
What's he going to do? I like touched my chest and was like, oh my God, Russell, please.
Oh my goodness.
But then Kiki.
Viral.
But then for Kiki to come over,
oh my God.
Just like
she's it. MVP of the season.
She comes over and she's like, why are you all yelling? Like, I went to the bathroom. What the hell is going on? She's like, you all are crazy. Insane.
Her first Watch What Happens live appearance, which seems so unfair, but give this girl the center flamingo or whatever the fuck.
I saw what it is. It's a cocktail, it's a mojito.
It's a mojito. Got
I love that you think it's a center flamingo.
Whatever. It felt appropriate as pink.
They're holding a flamingo.
So Larsa sucks. That comment she made about go take care of your health.
I would have thrown my wig right in her mouth.
I would have thrown all the Libra energy I have to the side and popped her.
She just is nasty and she says dumb shit, but also like she doesn't have anything to back it up. So of course she's going to say nasty things. I'm over her. Yeah. I'm good with her. I don't need to see her. She's so desperate. She's so thirsty with her stupid little relationship that no one cares about.
I feel like this would be a good time for a little bit of a cast shakeup. It feels like appropriate time. Like, not obviously don't get – I love Nicole and Gertie together.
Mm-hmm.
Adriana is so messy that I feel like she kind of would have to stay.
Yeah. And but I also like her and Julia's relationship, even though it's – I love Julia. I love Julia.
Alexia and Marisol can stay, but maybe we get rid of Lisa and Larsa.
I was staring at Alexia last night, and I just think she's so drop-dead gorgeous.
I was thinking when she's talking to Peter about the which was like kind of a heartbreaking conversation. But you know what I'm talking about? She was wearing that outfit. I was like, damn, she is so pretty.
Yeah, that was, I liked seeing that soft side of Alexia too, because I think so many times she has to come off really hard, but I think it's because she's had it a little rough that that's kind of just like her defense mechanism.
Yeah.
And seeing with her with Frankie every time, it always pulls on my heartstrings.
I know, especially the Uber at the end. She was like, I'm taking, like, she was like, it was a step that she was taking and put him in an Uber and like, I feel happy for her for that, because that's got to be so hard.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I was bummed that Marisol wasn't in the last episode, but I guess we'll see her at the reunion. I'm excited. Yeah. So we have reunions. God, I hope it's not 3-part reunions. I'm sorry, Andy, please. We don't need 3-part reunions. Though.
Especially because they're all going to be on the same night.
I don't have it in
have the stamina for that.
Lord Jesus. Hello. So we finished 2 shows last night. We have Summer House premiering tonight, Southern Hospitality reunion. We'll get in, I guess then we'll start looking at more Below Deck, Vanderpump, and Summer House will be taking us over. Next week,
I watched today, actually. It was, I say it all the time. I just love Below Deck.
Yeah.
That's so good. And, but the girl was like, I just have one little thing to say now that we're on the topic. But she was like, the one girl, Barbie or whatever, was like, a margarita has orange juice in it. And she was so adamant. And I was like, no, it doesn't.
I was yelling at the TV. And also, she says she's worked in service for how long?
I don't know.
And I wasn't even a bartender. But like, I've had to work behind the bar a few times and make a few margaritas.
No orange
and
juice.
And she's fighting with him on it?
Weird.
It was so weird.
Yeah,
I am excited to see more of that. And I really want to get deep down and in it about Love is Blind. You need to watch it. I'm making you watch it. I have so many thoughts on it.
Ooh, let's do it. Yeah. I'm excited.
For our friends out there, please, please, please follow us on TikTok if you don't already, at Bonded by Bravo Pod, on Instagram at Bonded by Bravo. For all of our day ones, if you could share our podcast, anything that you find funny, share so that we can get more followers. We want to make this a living. We love y'all. We'll be back next Friday with an all new episode of all of your favorite things. Bye, friends. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Okay. God, I'm so afraid something's wrong with that recording.
I was going to say, don't forget to go...